It's Wednesday and we love talking technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Remember many years ago when it was hot and friends had a pool, you had to come up with an excuse to go around and use it in the middle of summer?
Well, I'm not saying that I had friends which I used for that purpose, but in the summertime, I spoke to them a lot more than in the wintertime.
Well, now there's actually a service that people are going to put out there so that you can actually rent it, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anybody has a swimming pool that maybe they're not going to use on a particular weekend or even just Monday to Friday, you can now list it on a service called Swimply. I think it's a combination of Swim and Simply. And effectively, it means that you could be renting a pool from somebody and it's have a pool party, go to their place, use their swimming pool and leave and pay a small fee. So for people with a pool, a nice way to make some extra cash. For those without a pool, pretty good way of having a pool party without putting in your own pool.
Well, that's true. Although whoever owns the pool, surely they're going to have one of those signs up that says, we don't swim in your toilet, and you know how the rest of it goes.
Exactly. I would hope so. And it's been interesting looking at some of the ads and the ways that some are differentiating from others, where some actually supply an ice bucket, some supply towels, and actually trying to make it a bit more appealing to attend. But what I've been loving is actually seeing those that have a swimming pool with an amazing view, a swimming pool in a great location where, you know what, actually is quite appealing to use.
It's a really good idea because for any of us that have actually lived in a house that has a pool, you don't use it that often. In fact, you maybe use it on the hottest days of summer. Kids aside, kids would use summer today if they could, right in the middle of winter. But for adults, it's not something you use frequently. So why not make a couple of extra dollars out of it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other benefit too is if during the summer holidays you're planning on actually going away, then why not have it making you some money while you're not even home? I think as long as you've got good ways to provide access to the pool and things like that, it could actually be a great moneymaker. And look, it just joins a whole bunch of other apps and services that where effectively you can rent anything on your property if you really wanted to.
So when it comes to, you know, the Airbnbs and these type of things, it interests me about insurance. I mean, you have to have home insurance anyway, but when you're renting out your pool to somebody, you know, we know what can happen in Australia in summer. Laurie Lawrence is always talking to us about it in relation to drownings. How do we make sure that that's safe and do you have to insure yourself if you're going to rent it out to people?
Yeah, it's a really important question. Obviously, having your insurance policy or at least your insurance company know that you are renting out, you know, whether it's your backyard or even your swimming pool, that's the first step. But Swimply also do offer an insurance of their own as well. And the other caveat too is that no one under 18 is supposed to be able to rent the pool off you. So if there is a rental happening, they need to be at least 18 years old. Especially if they're bringing a child with them as well. So those kinds of factors are built into it. But look, I think it's a scary proposition either way. No one wants to rent a pool and know that something later on does happen. It's pretty scary.
Jeff, there's Uber, there's Airbnb, now there's Swimply. What other services out there that are being offered for people to rent for things that they're just not using?
I think one of the ones that I love is called Turo, T-U-R-O, where if you've got a car that maybe you don't need Monday to Friday because you catch public transport, you can rent it out. And I've used it when I went to the United States. I needed a car. I didn't want to use one of the normal rental companies because I wanted something special. And I managed to hire a Porsche for a weekend because the person just did not need it for those 2 days. And it was the cost of a hire car. I mean, I didn't pay big bucks for it, and it was effectively a way of hiring a car that I wouldn't normally be able to drive and having it delivered to the hotel where I could drive for the weekend, pay for the gas and obviously rent it, and then return it at the end of the trip.
That's definitely one that would work for inner city and metropolitan areas. Here in the Hunter, everyone needs their car to get everywhere.
Yeah, it's a pretty hard ask, even for me, to ask me to get rid of my car for 1 day. But look, there are obviously examples of it where I'm seeing a lot of cars in Australia and New South Wales starting to come on board. It's just another thing. I mean, you can rent your garage if you don't need your garage anymore. If you've got a spare bedroom, even if it's for storage, you can actually rent it as a makeshift warehouse. People are allowing you to basically rent anything that you may think you don't need. Trust me, there's a value to it.
Do you think I could rent out my dog, Sully the Wonder Dog, so people would walk him? They'd pay me so they could walk my dog during the day?
Look, I'll be honest. I'm in Sydney where we're locked down at the moment, and I've seen in our Facebook community groups people asking if they could walk somebody's dog because they are going so crazy that they would love to just get out and play with a pet, which is effectively playing with something. So it is a real thing. I think people can actually take your dog for a walk if you needed them to.
I'm starting it now. I'm going to call it Wookies.
I like it already.
Good on you, Jeff. Thank you for that. We will catch up and talk more technology next week on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show.
Thank you.